went down, I was kind of like looking to see where the ball was. Surprised he didn't throw it. But yeah, one of the things that, you know, it's the one thing about getting older, your grip gets real strong. You know, my old man got a strong grip. And
how much longer could you have held him?
All day. I was there. I was locked in. I was locked in all day. He was going nowhere. I had him. So, you know, thank goodness he didn't have a super tight jersey on. I was able to get a good grip for him.
Did Beattie say anything to you after that? Offensive
line. Oh, yeah, we laughed after the game. He was like, I can't believe that's the one you got the sack on. I said, I know, because I beat you a few other times, too. And we had a good laugh about it. We were laughing after the game about it. Obviously, they were laughing more because they won. So, it was a fun game. And you know, hey, sometimes you get the sacks come in weird ways. I'll take anyone I can get.
You have to lobby to get the full sack on there?
Like, no, they split it. Kevin and I, they found out yesterday that they reversed it and got it. I saw the film, and, you know, typically the rule states whoever has first contact with them, and if he's going down, and Kevin hit him, he was starting to go down, I guess, but that's the way I see it, at least. So, no, they reversed it, which, hey, you know what, I'm happy, because I got one taken from me in the Detroit game, so now I feel like it's, you know, we've righted the ship.
Jared, does the Packers offense look different now that they look like they're more committed to running the ball?
I think everything still revolves around Aaron. But, I mean, you can't allow them to get in, second and shorts and third and shorts and manage, you know, that makes Aaron even more deadly than he already is. So, just like every week, we're going to have to stop the run. We're going to have to force them to third and longs and force, you know, so we can dictate what we throw at them and hopefully force them into some bad decisions. But, you take a potent offense like that and you throw a stable run game into it, that makes a huge difference. And so, we just got to be stout on first and second down. And, you know, at some point, you know, Aaron being the player he is, he's going to want to make a play. They're going to put the ball in his hands. I mean, I think that's still how their recipe for winning still starts with him. And So we're going to have to do a good job of giving him different looks and trying to, make plays on him when we can.
You always talk about first down, second down. I think they're tops in the league in first down. They're average like 6.5 yards. I mean, when do you get that?
That's tough. I mean, yeah, you don't need that offense doesn't need a running back that's going to, just blatantly, take off, But, I mean, yeah, you get 4, 5, 6 yards on first down. That's tough because now do you play for the run? Do you play for the play action? Is he going to go down? You don't know. So, we have to be stout in our run defense. And it's like that every week. You know, it really is. And you look back at the games that you have success in, you get turnovers, and you're stout in the run game, and you get off the field in third down. That's really what defense is. And so, we got to be good on first and second down. We got to try to create turnover opportunities and take advantage of it. And then we have to get off the field on third down when we get them in third and long situations.
You've experienced a ton of your wins, losses, and drama.
One day at a time, man. So one day at a time. Honestly, I just try to come and do my job, and try not to get too sidetracked by the circumstances of what's going on, and just understand I have a job to do. So I don't get paid to make executive decisions on anything. So. You try to clear. You play for the guy next to you. Honestly, do we got great guys in this locker room, guys that I've played with for many years. Kevin and Chad and B-Rob and I were talking the other day. It was like people that you're friends with. You may have only played in college for a couple years or 4 years. I mean, I've been around most of these guys in this locker room for 6 years. For 6 months straight, day in and day out. So you build bonds, and that's what you come to work for. You come to work to play for the next guy. When things suck, which they do right now. You got to come to work and play for the next guy. I mean, they're counting on me to do my job, and the Wills pay me to go out there and play hard every Sunday and try to win football games. So that's the mindset you got to have. And like I told you guys the other day, as long as we mathematically have a chance, we got to keep fighting. And even then, you got to fight at the end of the season, So, but I mean, there's nothing to say that we can't right this ship and we can't get on a win streak because I mean, we've done it in the past, and we just got more games we need to win this time.
Do you encourage the younger guys behind you, like the guys in secondary, that just like they're getting beat up day in and day out?
Absolutely. We got enough corrections to make our own D-line room that we're constantly working on. And so it's never your job to point fingers at anybody else. But you do encourage people. You encourage people to make plays when they have an opportunity. You encourage guys to do the little things right, be here on time I'm not saying that's a problem, but, be here on time, but, know your assignment, be in the right place. Half the battle is just being in the right place. You know, I tell our young guys in D-line all the time, you're going to make more plays in your gap than you'll ever make out of your gap. So just stay in your gap. You know, it seems simple, but, you know, sometimes things get going crazy. And then you have to just play free. I mean, you can't get robotic. When you get robotic, one guy messes up, it seems like, oh, crap, there's a 30, 40-yard run or a touchdown, you know. So, you know, it's a fine line of having that confidence and guys being able to play off each other. But it starts with doing little things right. So that's where I encourage the young guys, and that's where I encourage older guys. And that's what I'm constantly working on, just making sure I'm detailing my work so I can lead by example.
Is a guy like Marcus a guy who's kind of what you're talking about, a guy who's done the most with what – ever opportunities had. I mean, this is a guy who's been kind of fighting for a roster spot ever since he got here.
Marcus is awesome. He's consistent. You know, that's what we love about him. You know, he's gonna give everything he has on that field. You never doubt his effort. You never doubt. You know, he's a smart player. He's gonna, you know, 95% of the time he's gonna be where he's supposed to be. And I was shocked he dropped that pick six. You know, I mean, that's a play that he has made in the past in preseason. And phenomenal break on the ball. And, you know, unfortunately, and, you know, he's done great things, especially when you saw the punt return. He's a man of consistency. And he shows up to work and he does his job. He really is. And so, you know, we love him. And, you know, he's a guy that's like, when that happens, you don't get down on that. Hey, man, that's part of the thing. We've all messed up. You know, so you pat him on the, you know, backside and you say, all right, let's go get another one. So, but yeah, he's a guy that's another reason you come to work. Guys like that, you come and play. I mean, he puts it in day in and day out, and, you know, he never complains. He just stays the course.
Jared, Favre said in a radio interview this morning that a couple teams have called him and asked him if he wanted to play at all. Are you surprised if that's something he would consider?
I saw him this offseason. Dude's in some good shape. He could probably come back and win and still sling it a few, but, if he comes back, I'm going to fly down there and tell him to stay retired. That's ridiculous. Brad, if you're listening, stay retired, man. Can't come back again.
Jared,
Rodgers has seen this scheme so many times. His numbers are so good. How do you guys prepare for him? Do you just stick with what you do best, or are you trying to switch things up?
You can't get outside yourself, you know what I mean? Obviously, you want to show different looks and you want to do some different things, but, you know, I'd say in the past, you know, we've had staples in which we hang our hat on, you know, and right now we're working to get back to that. We're working to get back to having some consistency in what we do so you can just line up and be yourselves. But, you can't get out of sorts. You can't start trying new things. I mean, you have to – with a guy like Aaron, last thing you need to be doing is wondering where I'm supposed to be. You can't be second-guessing yourself on the defensive side. So as good as he is and as crazy as he can – you know, light you up, you know, by giving them certain looks. I mean, you can't be afraid to play your defense. You can't be afraid to play what you play. And, again, it's going to come down to guys making plays, being where you're supposed to be. And you don't want to get outside yourself at all.
But if all quarterbacks do you guys face, I mean, he's seen you so many times, how much is there more pressure on the defensive line to get to him?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any more pressure just from him versus anybody else. You know, like I said, if you have an opportunity, yeah, you need to get to him. Just because of the fact you know what he can do. You know, there's times where he will hold the ball, try to make a play downfield, and he does it time and time again. But, you know, there's also, I mean, trust me, if he gets in a rhythm, it's tough to get there. You know, that ball can be out quick. So, it's no difference than color. We see color twice a year or, you know, Bradford. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think that's – no, I messed that one up. Dude up in Detroit. Stafford, there we go. Bradford and Stafford. I always get them mixed up. It's deferred. It's deferred. Look what you know what you're saying? It's the last part. They sound alike. And I get hit in the head a lot, so that works too. But, Stafford threw for 5,000. You know, we play him twice a week at Megatron. I mean, so it's not like we have – there's a lot – you know, like Aaron's the only good quarterback in the division, you know. So, yeah, he sees us a lot, but we see him a lot too. So, like I said, it's about doing what you do, but you know, trying to give him a different look and trying to – but really, I mean, most importantly, is forcing him to be in third and long, forcing him to have to make plays down the field, gives your pass rush a little extra time, and then hopefully we can do things in the back end and create some turnover opportunities.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.